is Raylan Allen, and we're going to be talking with a woman who knows more about Morgellons than anybody I know, with Crystal River, who has been a victim of Morgellons for more years than I think she would like to even imagine. Hello, Crystal River.
Hello, Raylan.
And I'd like to know, how long ago was it that you first realized you had Morgellons?
It was 27 years ago. I mean, as to the name of it, there wasn't a name then, but I knew there was something very odd going on.
And are you the only member of your family? Is Morgellons communicable? I guess that's what I'm wondering.
I believe it is. I believe it is. I just think that it takes a certain DNA to actually show Morgellons. I think with others, they will have. For instance, my husband came down, it's been about 2 years ago when his symptoms really went into full swing. And people go crazy. It's not that they go crazy, it's that this stuff is doing something in their mind and they're not their self. It takes away your ability to discern different things. So.
Now, give us a description of a Morgellon sufferer. Can you describe what Morgellon is?
A sufferer, usually what happens is first you'll get an itchy spot. That's usually where it starts. And it is a maddening type itch. It's not just, you know, a little scratch or that. It's just maddening. And it will keep you up, it keeps you up night after night after night, usually for weeks. And then what comes out, usually comes out, I mean, it's different for everyone. For me, I had also had black oil coming out of my pores. I had the fibers where I would go to take a shower and be drying off and thinking it was coming off my towel or something. But, you know, all these fibers coming off of me, it was just incredible. And you go to sleep at night and you wake up and you've got, for me, it was blue fibers under my nails when I would wake up in the morning. And, you know, and I slept on white sheets. So it was just, there was nothing blue there. So
Right. That
was very odd.
Huh. And they're different in each people. I mean, you said that some people literally have glass shards coming out of their body.
Yes, that's probably the worst thing, and that was one of the most difficult for me. I think it is for a lot of people. It's extremely painful, and it's very hard. I mean, it looks like that you are... My face looks like somebody took a meat cleaver to it. They feel like hot pieces of glass, only they're not they're coming from the inside out, so you're feeling the full pain of it all the way through the tissues out of your face. And then you feel like you need to get, in fact, you have to get it out for it to heal over properly, or it won't heal. The sores will remain, you know, 2 years plus. So.
And how many pieces of this glass or whatever have you had coming out of your body?
I have no idea. Thousands at this point. But at this point in time, I do have several areas where my body is pushing it out, and that is in one of my ears and on my neck.
Now, so, do you keep these things? Have you had any of them analyzed?
I kept them. I haven't had anything analyzed as of yet. I've just kind of been sitting back and waiting. I did send some stuff to Dr. Staniger at one point, and I don't know where it did go as far as that went. So.
Now, did you see that video that we posted on Rumor Mill of the girl? I believe she's in India, but her eyes cry pieces of jagged glass, and
well,
they have the tiles of them.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. I mean, it just sounds exactly like the same thing.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
And you know, remember, and our tango dog.
Yes.
He had this as well, coming out of his eyes.
I didn't realize he had it coming out of his eyes.
Yeah.
We're talking about one of the more beloved members of Rumor Mill News who died on Christmas Day. And supposedly he died of congestive heart failure, but God knows, what that was caused by. Because, my God, if you've got these things growing in your body, naturally they're going to damage the organs.
Exactly, and for male persons especially, it goes after their heart. I'm not sure why yet. I'm not sure why.
So I know there's a Morgellons community. Are there any doctors that are really trying to help?
you know, there are, and a lot of them stay quiet. There are underground networks rather than putting it out on boards and such.
Right.
As far as some of your, just your regular GPs in different areas. But as far as, you know, and then there's the more notables out there. There's, of course, they don't see the people. I believe Dr. Staniger does see people. I know Oklahoma State University doesn't. I think, believe Dr. Harvey, he's with MRF, he does, or did at one point in time. So,
now, is there, are there any cures? Has anybody found anything that helps?
There's a lot of things that help. And I think it's, you know, that comes down to you really have to become your own guinea pig and go through the things. It's usually the naturals. We find if we stick with the naturals, those that do that seem to be in more lasting, they get better faster and stay well.
Have you ever tried one of Dr. Hulda Clark's zappers?
Not one of hers personally. I have had a zapper that I have used on occasions. It's just a small one. I think it would work. I do have some cautions that keep coming into my mind, and that's I'm going to go to the Borg on Star Trek.
Right.
You go after the Borg, and you hit it with one frequency, and at first it takes it down.
Yeah.
Okay? You hit it again, and by then it's reprogrammed itself, and that won't take it down. So I'm kind of holding off on a lot of things, waiting until we're more sure on everything.
Mm-hmm.
I have tried the Opaline, and that was put out by Dr. Staniger, and I can tell you it broke up a mass in my brain.
I don't know what Opaline is.
Opaline oxygen.
Okay.
And it actually went up and went in, and it did break up a mass in my brain. I've had this, as I said, I've had it 27 years, so. But I felt like I was on a ship for a long time. It did something, and my brain felt like it was floating.
And you felt like you had gone out of body then, is that what you said?
No, like my brain was just like if you had been on a houseboat, and then, you know, for weeks, and then you get off, and how you kind of, your body feels.
Yes.
I was like that for a couple of months after I did that opening.
Oh, my gosh. Did you have any tests taken before or afterwards?
No. I'm not seeing any medical persons at this point in time because there is such skepticism in the medical community. I mean, we're starting to get over some humps. Right now, though, and the CDC has just dragged their feet. They have not been helpful. I do believe there are people, I know there were people in there that were attempting to help by, you know, under the radar, they were attempting to help.
Right.
But for the most part, what was going on is they're just dragging their feet, not wanting to look at it, because I think if they look at Margellin, it's going to tell them what's going on in the whole world. And I don't think they want people to know.
What do you think it is? What do you think is going on?
I think somebody is trying to control the genetic structure of everything. Especially everything living, and with this nanotechnology. And, you know, I don't think it's just, I mean, I think it's an organism that is comprised using the nanotechnology. I think it's got bacteria in it, fungus in it, you know, viral components, and it's combined. And when you attack it, if you attempt to go after one component, the other component comes back at you. So you may take one part of it down, and the other component comes right back.
Wow.
But I think if people look at, that's why they don't want you looking at Morgellons. Because if you look at Morgellons, you're going to realize what's happening on a large scale basis.
And it's your belief that the people who suffer Morgellons are the ones who are rejecting it.
Absolutely. You know, and this took me a while to get there. This really took me a while to get there because I do have some things going on with me, myself, that are, I would say, that are integrating it.
Mm-hmm.
In part, but my body's still fighting. So, you know, I've got that working for me.
So, in other words, all of us who thank God that we don't have Morgellons probably have Morgellons.
Yeah, I mean, if you want, I believe it's transhumanism, and I believe it is being put out by just the group that you were speaking with, the gentleman you were just speaking with. I mean, that was just, I hit that, and everything he was saying, I was going, I want to talk to this man. And who was it? Aaron Franz, he just did a film. It's called The Age of Transition. It's a must-see. It goes where Endgame and Esoterica Agenda left off, and Age of Transition points to all the people involved in this transhumanist movement. Now, the term transhumanism was a term that came from, first it was eugenics, and then they changed it to transhumanism to make it more accessible.
Wow. And so the book is called The Age of Transition.
It's not a book. It's a film out there. I've actually got it posted over on Rumor Mill site. I've had it posted there. And I will repost it again.
Yeah, please repost it. Can we watch it on YouTube or Google or online?
Yes.
Isn't it wonderful? Don't you love the Internet?
Look
at how much we are learning.
Without it, you know, I wouldn't have known any of this.
Well, same here. You know, way back when I was first beginning to learn about this and would go to the library and ask for books, I couldn't get the books that I was asking for. Now they're posted online.
Yeah, those are the research books, and those are difficult.
Yes. I actually, to do some of my research, I had to go up to the University of California, and you literally, back in those days, you had to be fingerprinted to go into this special library that I was requesting access to. And now I think all of that stuff is online, too.
Well, I mean, and that's great. That part of it's great. One of the things that confuses me is our chemical libraries. Now, they were taken down. They were destroyed.
What chemical library?
Huh?
What do you mean when you say chemical library?
For the United States. I can't even think of the actual. But, in fact, Congress went in and stopped and told them to cease. Cease and desist, not to do it anymore, to leave it alone. But they were just, you know, hosing everything, shredding everything. I would suggest that they've taken the information and put it someplace else. And then, but for, you know, everyone else, we can't see it.
And so you are saying that the United States once had a chemical laboratory and it is now destroyed?
Well, it wasn't the laboratory, it was the library with all the information that they had learned.
Oh, isn't that amazing? Sort of like the burning of the Alexandria Library.
Exactly.
And nobody even knows that it happened.
Exactly.
Isn't that amazing? We'll have to see if we can find someone who knows a little bit more about that and figure out more about that. If you seem to know a little bit, if you could do some research and see if you can find anyone who's an expert in it, that would be fascinating to do an interview with them. You know, to find out what kind of things were there that our government or our world
doesn't want to know.
Exactly. Probably all sorts of cures for cancer.
Well, I'm sure of that. I mean, that's a moneymaker for them, isn't it?
Oh, of course. That's how they stay in power. They keep the rest of us sick.
but we have to play along. That's one of the things that the Internet has allowed is for people to wake up and see that, you know, hey, vaccines aren't good for us. They're not. You know, it wasn't our imagination that our kids did get sick and different after they had the vaccine. You know, because we can now network with other people that are having the same issues.
Absolutely. So it's like a race. Is the whole world going to wake up before they've made us slaves? Or are they going to make us slaves and then shut down the Internet and kill all the people like us who, you know that there's a conspiracy to make us slaves?
I think they will self-destruct, just like your previous guest. I just think that is what will happen. I can't see it happening any other way.
I tend to agree with you. I think we're waking up too fast. I think there's more of us than there are of them. And I just don't see how they can really kill us all.
I don't think so either.
And that's what they would have to do. And I do know that somebody sent them a loud message, probably about 20 years ago, into their underground facilities. And they pumped a poison gas into the underground facilities and just let them know that you think you're going to survive in there. You're not going to survive in there.
Yeah, you're easy to take down there.
Exactly right. Maybe they are willing to make a deal. You know, we'll back off, just don't kill us and our kids. what a deal could they make? I mean, I really do think that we are winning.
I do too.
And I do think that this financial war is, I think what is going on, that everybody is trying to make all of us, you know, scared to death that we're all going to live on the streets. Yes, some people are going to live on the streets. Yes, there are going to be riots when the multitude of people find out what's going on. But I think at the end of it, we're going to be free.
I do too.
We may have to start civilization again, but who cares? We're free.
Exactly. Exactly.
And finally, this country will be, you know, where humans have rights from God and not from the corporation that owns us.
Yeah, and they want to make themselves God.
Exactly.
You know, as that mass transhumanist movement, and that was what you were discussing with this Nazi group as well.
Right.
I mean, which is right. This goes right into it, because this is where all our research starts. It ends up going to big time is into World War II, and whatever they were looking for there. And I think maybe we were the problem. I don't know what it is in our blood. I mean, I have research. I know there's the Rh negative. That there's a lot of us. Whether it is in the blood of the people, and they have an Rh negative link, or it's their parent. So which would suggest it's actually in their DNA. And these people are, you know, so, and people, you know, it scares some people because, you know, there's a lot of, but I have, you know, I have to feel that Rh negative, and they say blood of the gods, which they say angels, fallen angels, whatever, and, but whatever I look at things, there's always a positive and a negative. That's just this universe. And so I got to think that there's a balancing point. And I know these people. I know a lot of the people, just like our Tango God, how hard he worked and how much he struggled with it. I mean, this whole group of people are like that. They push hard and they're out for the truth. And so I have hope in that.
For years. And everything is second to getting the truth out.
Exactly.
And I mean, our houses, our homes, our incomes, our jobs, everything is second. I mean, my God, I've practically bankrupted myself, and I'm trying to stay out of bankruptcy so that my creditors don't end up owning everything that I've worked so hard to create.
But, you know, I think it takes a mentality that you're willing to risk everything. And in that, I think that is when you really get what's really important. And I know with Morgellons, I think that's what Morgellons taught me, because I lost everything. I mean, I lost not only the financial stuff, which is, you know, you can always get that back. That's, you know, but I lost, you know, my friends, family, but I mean, that which was important came back to me. And so that was a huge lesson to me. That was a huge lesson. And I had to work very hard. I mean, because you go through a part in Morgellons where you're not yourself. Usually you have this thing called the conscience that stops you from doing certain things.
Right.
When you get Morgellons, it's like this wire is disconnected. And what you would not do before, you do. And you do the worst of what you can do. Okay?
You know, it's very amazing, because I just was talking to somebody else the other day who was saying the same thing, and it was about the mind control techniques. And in the mind control techniques, they can disassociate people from their conscience. So to make them do things that they would never, ever do.
Well, I think this is some of the same technology. I think all of this stuff crosses over each other. I think there are so many different things I can see that cross over into this line. You know, it's not just the Morgellons group. It's all these different groups, and I can see the connecting points. And I think everybody else will at some point.
Well, I think so, too. So tell me some of the connecting points. So tell me some of the things that you can see.
We'll start with the gentleman you had on previously, because that part fascinates me, and it's more the interesting part. And that would be the stuff with the energy and, like you were speaking about Tesla and all that he had and that he was doing, the Philadelphia experiment.
Right.
And SS Brotherhood of the Bell, all of that stuff. Okay, I had, and see, this was 2 years into it. Okay, this is after I finally got my conscience back and my head was on straight, and I started having some strange events happen. And one was that I actually levitated off the ground, And right. I was trying to stay low at this point in time. And so I didn't want anyone to see me. I just went through a battle fighting a community because of a sewage plant. This is what I, attribute my illness to. Okay. Anyway, so this happened, and then also there was a moment where I took a puppy to the vet, and there was time that there was no way I could have left my house and got to the vet in the amount of time I did. That took me was the time that it took me to get to my car and the time to get out of the car and back. And someplace between there and then, something happened. And I asked several people, and I said, and, yes, I was upset, but, I came back and rechecked because of that one point. It was like, whoa, this is very strange. So, and I'm not the only one. There's other people that have had the time events that I've heard of. I haven't really heard of anybody else levitating, not to say they probably haven't, and they're just not speaking out.
Well, there's that whole cult that, I shouldn't call them a cult, the transcendental meditation people, who actually have pictures of them floating.
And yes, it's not an unheard of thing, and I just think it's about putting your mind in a different space.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time I wasn't. I was just in my backyard. And I felt like somebody just lifted me off the ground.
I can imagine that Morgellon sufferers probably are being made into these superhuman type of people, like I was talking about last hour with Joseph Farrell. And I've been talking to a lot of people who know about some of the superhuman people and the things that they can do, and one of the things that they can do is walk through walls and levitate.
Okay, see, and it very could be, and there's I don't know how to say this. There are things that I can do that I did right off the bat, and one was to put my hand in boiling water. I didn't realize you weren't. I knew that. I just thought I'd worked up the ability to do it. I didn't realize that. But, what happened was I was bathing my kids, and I thought the water was much cooler than it was. And they got very, it was hurting them.
Yeah.
I saw their skin turning red when I grabbed them and pulled them out, but to me it felt cool. I couldn't feel it.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
And that's happened with many people.
I'm wondering if some of these, bad mothers that have scalded their children, if maybe that was their problem, that they couldn't.
They couldn't feel it. I put that out there, and I've actually made that point, because who knows who we, and like you say, we call them bad mothers, because they were, myself, I was sitting there on my knees with my hand under the faucet, and my ex came in and said, you're crazy, But I felt crazy at times, but how could I not know that water was hot?
Yeah, exactly. What about this new legislation that you posted about regarding the nanotechnology safety?
Yes, that's very interesting. It looks like that they are going to really start an oversight. At least they're attempting to, making appearance of it. Because right now, as it's been with the nanotechnology, it has fallen through the cracks. It hasn't fit into the chemical. There was nowhere to put it into to regulate it at all. And so what they were saying was, okay, you guys just let us know if there's a problem. And you know how that doesn't work.
Exactly.
It's their product, and they're saying everything's wonderful. Even if you have rules, they're saying, they will attempt to get around those rules. But if you don't have anything, they're surely not going to stand up.
I've watched one of the X-Files about nanotechnology, and right at the end of it, it shows the nanobugs escaping. They thought that they had contained everything, and it just shows the bugs escaping off into the wilderness. And regardless of how well they secure this nanotechnology in the labs, it's going to get out there.
Well, that's the huge issue. And then, I think it already has.
Yes.
I don't know if I think it's already out there. And whether the chemtrails are coming in and bringing it in, or they're trying to put something, fix through the chemtrails, I don't know. So, but there's definitely something coming out of the chemtrails that is nanotechnology related.
I agree with that. And You know, of course, there's so many different theories about what chemtrails are. You know, Edward Teller wanted to put barium and aluminum up to, you know, protect us from the sun. And then there's a million and one other reasons that they say these chemtrails are. Hey, folks, we're talking with Crystal River. She's one of the Rumorville News reporters. We're talking about Morgellons and other things right here on RumorvilleNewsRadio.com on the Micro Effect Radio Network, and we will return.
This show is brought to you by the makers of JC Tonic, the Youth Solution. First introduced to the market over 60 years ago, the Youth Solution's 18 bidirectional herbs and 6 vital minerals emphasize balance and longevity, counteract stress, improve endurance, increase physical and mental energy, stamina, and circulation, and detoxify and maintain cellular health. Try the Youth Solution now and join the thousands of consumers experiencing life-saving results. For more information, visit us online at rumormillnews.lifequestworld.com or call 1-800-528-6642 and be strong, live long. Do you want youthful, soft, and supple skin? Then you need Helena Whole Body Anti-Aging Skin Rejuvenator. Damaged, irritated, and dry skin left unchecked can lead to premature aging with associated age spots, wrinkles, and lifeless-looking skin. Loaded with 18 tonic herbs, the natural oils, and anti-aging ingredients in Helena Whole Body Anti-Aging Skin Rejuvenator promote soft, smooth, and more youthful-looking skin while protecting it from environmental toxins, stress, and damaging elements. Protect the largest organ of your body, your skin. Try Helena at www.rumormillnews.lifequestworld.com or call 1-800-528-6642.
Boom!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
Wonderful.
Well, bravo.
More.
You are listening to The Micro Effect. Microbroadcasters covering 194,000 square miles and bringing the people's voice to little towns all across America.
Our bodies are under attack daily by viral and bacterial agents. To maintain health and wellness, you must strengthen and enhance immune responses to pathogens and foreign invaders, protecting yourself from illness, disease, and even death. The answer is Immune XP, clinically proven to enhance, strengthen, and support the immune system. Visit us online at www.lifequestworld.com or call 1-800-528-6642.
To look younger and feel youthful and revitalized. We strive for these things our whole life, but always seem to fall short of our expectations. Some products on the market may sound great, but all you're really getting is expensive marketing and a bottle full of chemicals. Remember, aging is a disease, reminding us every day that our bodies are breaking down. The new wave of natural health and beauty is here with Orgon's G5 Organic Silica. The anti-aging potential of G5 Organic Silica is one of the elements in the body that becomes greatly deficient as we age. Just 2 tablespoons of G5 Organic Silica a day can help keep aging away. Also, check out Orgon's Chembuster. With a food shortage and crops more precious than ever, the Chembuster can help alleviate drought and increase fertility and vitality of your crops. Health does not need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. Visit orgoneproducts.org or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Radio Network. We're talking with one of the Rumorville News reporters, Crystal River. We're talking about Morgellons. And you just posted an article called Morgellons Fibers, the Smith Report. Do you want to tell our readers what they're talking about in that report?
That would be the fibers that people are finding in their body. I haven't fully read that report yet.
Well,
so.
I took a look at it, and the study appears to be here in California. They name the people, name where they're from, and they show pictures of the fibers that have actually come out of their bodies. I don't know what that NMO, I couldn't find out what
okay, that is New Morgellons Order. And that is one of the groups that is investigating Morgellons. One of the main researchers there would be Randy Wymore.
Okay.
And he's done quite a bit. He, you know, I really think that he was told to sit down and be quiet and go back in his corner.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he has done to a point as far as saying much to the public. My guess is he's doing a lot more than we're seeing.
Well, there certainly are these men that come around and knock on your door and say, hey, if you want to continue living, you're going to back off this.
Exactly.
And, you know, it takes a very strong man, especially if he has a wife and children or a mother and father or anybody that he loves.
Yes, and he does. And he does have a family. So, you know, that is very, you know, a huge consideration there.
And we have seen so many of them that have been murdered, not necessarily Morgellons, mainly the fusion, the cold fusion people.
Well, actually in the Morgellons group as well, there were two different in the PR group, one in New Morgellons Order and the other one was in Morgellons Research Foundation. And the one gentleman's name was Charles Holman. He was with New Morgellons Order and the other was Ken Cowell. And within 2 weeks, they both died at 53 years old from a heart attack.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't think, no one thinks it was just a heart attack.
Now, heart attacks can be triggered, you know, in so many different ways.
Exactly.
And, I mean, literally, they've got machines that can literally trigger them from a distance. Used to be they had to put something in the person's body, but now, with all of the electronic weapons that's been developed.
They don't need any of that.
They don't need any of that, yeah. You know, if you're causing too much trouble, it doesn't matter where you are, they could probably zap you from a satellite these days.
Exactly.
And, you know, and then they cover it up by saying, oh, there was a strange lightning crash that totally took out this entire city block and killed all these people. Of course, they never bothered to say that one of the top scientists, you know, researching something or other was in that particular city block.
Well, you know, I don't even think that it has to affect anything around. I think they can target the person, and no one, I think the person next to them will rarely,
you know. Yeah, that's true. But the weapons that they are now admitting to have are these, oh, I can't even think what they are, whether they're lasers or masers, but what they do is they literally can take out an entire village from the air.
Yeah.
And nobody can even see it. But they did say that they can, you know, turn a person into a crispy critter without even touching the person next to them. And so if we suddenly get a rash of, you know, these people who, what do they call it? You know, the combustibles?
Spontaneous combustion.
Spontaneous combustion, yeah. So next time we hear stories about spontaneous combustion, we need to, we need to start asking ourselves who these people really are and why they were targeted for spontaneous combustion.
One of the things that happens when you first get Morgellons too is your hormone system can go out of whack, and it will actually, your body will heat up. Then there is that risk of spontaneous combustion. And so that is something to keep in mind.
Oh, boy, you're probably scaring all of us, you know, menopausal women to death that have hot
Well, you know, it was interesting that, you know, because I had this happen at 22. And
mm-hmm.
I was thinking, boy, this is weird. But, you know, I just had a baby and everything, and I thought, well, maybe it's my hormones are going on. All these different strange things that were going on, you know, at first I didn't realize they were all connected.
Mm-hmm.
So I did come up with a semi-list here of some of the things I do think are connected, and that was time travel, levitation, mind control, alien agenda, artificial intelligence, transhumanism, the genomics project, biotech. So that was pretty much all of it that I got so far.
What was that project, genomics?
Genomics. You know, they had the Project X, looking for the genome and,
what do you call it?
And that was, was that Gates? I'm trying to think who that was. I might be crossing over on, or, no, it was, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can't remember either. I'm not that familiar.
You know, I work with these people all the time, and so, but every once in a while I lose names. Because there's Kurzweil. Okay, Kurzweil is with transhumanism. Venter. It was Venter in the Genome Project.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he was the one that had this project going on, and they were going to, you know, offer so much money for the first one to do the human genome.
You know, I do know that, you know, the Nazis were trying to make the bionic people, and of course that translated into humans. And the one thing that I do know is they were experimenting with special operations people to make their muscles incapable of tiring,
uh-huh.
so that their leg muscles, their arm muscles, they could swim forever, they could run forever. This sort of thing. And the story I was told, anyway, is it had to do with these implants that were put literally inside the muscles, and they generated some sort of electrical field which activated the muscles, and you never got tired, you never got muscle cramps, you never got any of this.
It sounds like it's just generating its own energy, basically, rather than supporting the energy that the muscle is getting from the rest of the body. So,
yeah, I never did know how they actually worked. I just know that they did work, and people who have them, they, you know, many years ago, I swear to God, television was trying to tell us what was really going on. It was this $6 million man project. You know, they didn't fit these guys with fake arms and fake legs, but they did add something to them that completely enhanced them, made them into supermen.
Well, see, and this is what, you know, the age of transition, that video, that is exactly what that is about. And it's about the singularity. It's about the cyborg. This is about post-human. And they're, you know, promoting it as, you know, it's so wonderful. You will be able to do this. You will be able to do that. Well, you know, but if, when you really start looking at it, the fact is, these people that will take on this stuff will also be allowed to be controlled, okay? So, you know, for every plus, there's always a, you know, an equal minus over there. And you really need to be focusing on that minus. And
I can remember Star Trek had a series about the robots that could take care of humans, that their full purpose was to take care of humans so that humans didn't destroy themselves. And the robots were built with this totally benevolent, you know, message of taking care of humans, because humans are God's children and they must survive. Well, what they were doing is they were literally making humans into slaves, not allowing the humans to do anything, because they wanted the humans to stay alive and, you know, keep from harm. But it was a way of literally controlling the entire universe by machines.
Exactly, exactly.
In
that was the message.
Way.
Yeah, iRobot, the movie iRobot had the same message.
And the, yes, I was going to say Robin Williams. and then, of course, we've got the Borg, where we've got the evil machine.
Exactly, exactly.
And in iRobot, if I'm not mistaken, didn't the humans overcome the machines and try to kill all the machines?
Yes. And in fact, what they did, because the machines start out fine, and then all of a sudden their eyes go red,
mm-hmm.
which are, you know, and they, you know, they get mean, and they're going to make them do this, and you can't go out. They declare martial law, and no one can be out, and there was complete chaos. Anyway, they did, you know, restore is back to the humans. But it was one mainframe machine that was doing all of this. So they had, that's what the one they had to take out.
So the machine got a mind of its own.
Exactly.
And created its own agenda, which is exactly what Morgellons people could do. I mean, my God, you know.
Well, the ghost in the machine. It's called Ghost in the Machine, where it actually something else comes through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't know. And in one of the movies I saw, I can't even remember what it was. I think it was an X-Files movie, and they did discuss the Ghost in the Machine.
Yeah, there was a movie.
Go ahead.
I was going to say there was a movie that came out in the '50s. That was all about the appliances taking over.
Yes.
And I think it was just a half hour, probably live drama. Those were fun in those days, where they were just on stage, and it was filmed live. I wish somebody would do that again. I enjoyed those live 1950s short dramas. But this one was about toasters and can openers and coffee pots literally taking over the world. And I think, you know, whoever came up with that idea, maybe they were trying to warn the rest of us.
I think they were. I think, and even if they didn't know, I think maybe there's a knowing somewhere in all of us.
Yeah.
You know, even if you can't speak it, that someplace in yourself you know.
Now, I just pulled up one of your cases that lists Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the Center for the Investigation of Morgellons Disease.
And okay, so, yes.
Tell me about that.
In Tulsa, Oklahoma?
Mm-hmm.
Is that with the CDC, the Atlanta, Georgia? No, that's...
No, it just seems to be they've got their own Center for the Investigation of Morgellons in Tulsa.
Okay,
and so actually it appears to be going into some of our universities at least.
Well, you know, I think there people are taking more understanding that this is a real thing, and there's more, people are taking more notice.
Right.
So I think there's more awareness coming to it. I know there are a lot of pamphlets being put into a lot of people in the government,
mm-hmm.
you know, and whether some of those may go by the wayside, but I think some of those are going to hit home.
Now, a lot of people associate Lyme disease and Morgellons. Is there any association between the two in your mind?
I think different DNA. I think we've got basically the same thing going on, and it gets in one person and it causes one thing, and it gets in another person and causes something else. And it could be that because of your DNA, you end up with both of these things. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Or that it is your DNA, and then something environmental pulls in, and then that also acts into it. But I don't think there are so many new so-called new diseases as they're spouting.
Uh-huh.
I think most of it's related to this effort to bring in transhumanism into this world. I mean, it could happen right before your eyes and you wouldn't know. You're going to know people are acting strange around you. You're not going to know they're acting differently, but they're not going to, it's not, you know, their face shape can even change. That's one interesting thing, is that your bone structure can even change. But mine did change for a while and then it did go back. So, and I know other people that have done the same as well.
You know, some of the fibers look like they could literally, be carrying electrical signals or television signals or radio signals or any type of behavior modification signals that can be sent out.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And so it seems to me if you've got these things in your brain or in your body, you can practically be programmed and used in whatever way, you know, people can use
exactly. But you know, and here's the thought. Okay, we with Morgellons are pushing this stuff out. Okay,
that's the point I was just about to make.
Okay,
so that the Morgellon sufferers, everybody is going to rise up and attack the Morgellon sufferers because they think that those are the bad people, when in actuality, it's all the rest of us that aren't rejecting the virus.
You've got it. You have got it right there. And that, you know, it's just like they have done with the Jewish people and the Zionists. You know, they use this shield, and I think that's exactly it. They're going to use the mortgage as a shield.
For what?
They're going to say that we are the bad ones, that we are, there's something wrong with us, and that, you know, if they take us out, then everything will be okay.
I just got where you were going. You're the scapegoat, not the shield.
Exactly.
You're going to be blamed for everything that's going wrong in society.
Exactly.
And all of these, psychopathic killers that go out and, you know, stab their children.
Yeah, they must be morgies.
Right. And so if we can just round up all the morgies and put them someplace, we can get rid of everything bad in society.
And that is going to be totally opposite of the way it is.
And that's exactly the point I was going to make, that every single one of us that isn't showing Morgellons is probably someone that is more controlled than the Morgellons people can ever be.
Exactly.
So if you think you've got Morgellons, don't tell anybody.
You know, and that's the thing about that is, I mean, you run this line. Do I tell? I went through that. Do I come forward with this?
Right.
And, but, you know, I felt I had to because I had so much information.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I can't even think how to phrase the question that I was trying to ask. If a Morgellons person really is suffering from Morgellons, is there any, and doesn't want to go to a doctor, and really doesn't even want to do any research on Morgellons on their own computer for fear that somebody will figure out they've got Morgellons, is there any place, I mean, they can go down to the library computer, but is there one place that can give any kind of directions or recipes or something for relief from this?
Outside of on the Internet, I don't know of any place to suggest to go.
Well, on the Internet, can you suggest a website?
There was a Morgellons 23 board, and I placed all the stuff there, all the helps there that I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
You can go under White Rose, anything under White Rose, and that's Morgellons Pro Boards 23.
Uh-huh.
And any help, and White Rose is, I gave everything. In fact, I sent everything I had to several different groups.
Mm-hmm.
So that everybody would be available to it.
Now, someone told me that there was something as simple as, I don't know, baking soda and vinegar that you put in your bath water and it gives relief.
Oh, okay. Now, we're talking, I don't know if that could be that, or it could be there's one alfalfa and there was a detergent. There's a lot of different
detergent,
things.
That's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and they, you know, and they said that they were claiming cure.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's not true. If they couldn't have gotten cured, what they could have done is, the alfalfa first has a, a pH balancing. It's going to bring your body to more of an alkaline.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the nano likes the alkaline, by the way.
What?
And, but, I mean, if you go to the acid side, you're going to create disease. So you almost have to have a perfect diet.
Mm-hmm.
I was discussing with someone the other day that when I got down to my thinnest, because when in our fat cells, this stuff stores in our fat cells, the gel type stuff.
Yes.
And it, when that, as long as that's present, we don't feel, we kind of maybe get tired or and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the thinner I am, the better I feel. Go on a more of a high protein diet.
Mm-hmm.
Less carbs. The carbs will get you going as far as the sores go. You know, and then I wonder, well, is it good to have the sores to be pushing the stuff out? So there's, you know, and a lot of people have sworn by the silver for the sores on the lesions on the outside. What I've also noticed is that you have to rotate. Rotation is a must. Something that works for you today and next month may not work for you 3 months down the line. It's going to be.
You're talking about colloidal silver.
Yes.
Yeah, on my website, I sell one that I really believe is the best. It's Life Silver, and it comes in a little gel. Uh-huh. Rather than just spraying it on your body, you can, you know, rub it in, and it's just really...
Well, that would probably be really good for it.
I know it kills staph infection, for sure. It kills it in about 30 seconds. You rub it on, and the staph infection is not there anymore.
Well, what are the things about Morgellons? We usually don't get infections. And that's the thing, because this stuff eats it. It eats the infection. But what it is more, there is a bacterial component, but it's, and there's a fungal component and a viral component, but you don't really necessarily get, it doesn't get infected. But you will get sores that last forever. It's very difficult for me to explain.
You know, I wonder if whoever created it thought that they were creating something that was really beneficial for humanity, a little nanobug that went in your body and ate all the bad stuff.
Very well could be. Very well could be. And, you know, I mean, you look at, there's a lot of new medicines out that they're suggesting that are nanotechnology. Just come pump this in and this will eat up your cancer. Okay, what happens when it's done eating up your cancer? And maybe it does have a turn-off switch, or maybe outside somebody could hit you with an electrical and turn that switch back on.
Yeah, exactly. And so you think you got it from the garbage dump.
Well, it was sewage, not garbage. Sewage plant.
Sewage. Well, yes. What could have been in the sewage plant? I mean, were there any, you know, covert installations that were doing scientific discovery?
Well, this is the interesting part. This is where it got really weird for me, was because something happened when I was doing all this investigation into this. There was a gentleman in the National Guard that passed away, and he was the only one in the area that got really sick and died. Well, all of a sudden, the Army comes in, all right? And the Army's, and this looks, the X-Files show, Fight the Future, this looks exactly, it was so much like it. What happened was he passed away, and then I got rumblings, because all the people that worked at the plant were talking to me. Somebody had brought in and dumped something into that plant, and that plant was fluorescent red in color. Okay? It's not supposed to be fluorescent red.
Yeah.
And, I called the papers and everything. Well, the papers put off for 2 weeks. They didn't come. They had to come from Salt Lake. It was 2 weeks. And that plant worked night and day to get that cleaned out of there. But this man died, and they came in and said it was Hanta. The Army did.
Now, where was this that it happened?
This happened in Utah.
In Utah. Oh, my gosh. And so you think that that is what may have given you the Morgellons?
Yes, I do.
And
because something in my stomach said, this is connected.
Well, I do know that many, many years ago, they were conducting all sorts of, you know, virus and bacteria. They were looking for a race-based virus. And the Hanta virus, they used as a cover. I mean, anything that they didn't want explained, they would say, oh, well, that's just the Hanta virus.
Exactly.
but one of the labs where they were doing this ethnically targeted viruses, in other words, wiping out the entire Chinese race or wiping out the entire Caucasian race, these were the type of weapons that they were trying to build. The Jews were trying to find a weapon that would wipe out Palestinians. And they discovered that Palestinian and Jews are genetically the same. There isn't any difference between
them. Oh, how grand.
If they had completed their weapon, they would have wiped out all of the Jews, too. So, I mean, these types of experiments are just nuts.
They are nuts. And this would have happened, I believe, up in Dugway.
In Dugway.
Dugway Proving Grounds, yeah.
Yeah, the Proving Grounds. And that was the point that I was making with one of our, with the guests last hour, that we get these military installations and then we don't have a clue what kind of experimentation is going on in them. And even the admiral of the Navy School and the deans of the Navy School did not have clearance high enough to go into that one Quonset hut to find out what that man was up to.
You know, and it's all based on national security, and it's almost, what do you call it, oxymoron? That, because it's just the opposite.
I know. It's putting the people of the United States and the world in danger.
Exactly.
I mean, what if one of those bugs that they have, gosh, I can't even remember what the title of the project was. Maybe I'll think of it. But the project to create a gene that would take out a certain race of people. I mean, we are all so intermarried. We're almost like mud people right now, every single one of us. We've got so many different strains of DNA within us that, you know, if they make a gene to kill off all the Chinese, who knows that it's not going to kill off all the Native Americans and all of the Mexicans and every single person who has a drop of indigenous blood in them. I mean, we just don't know. We just simply don't know. Oh my gosh, Crystal River, we're at the end of our hour. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Raven.
Women Mill News Radio, and maybe we'll get you back next month for another update on Morzellan.
Excellent.
And thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to RumorMillNewsRadio.com on the Micro Effect Radio Network, and I don't have my calendar up, and I can't remember who's going to be the guest on Monday, but I do know it's somebody you don't want to miss. So I will see you on Monday.
Don't need a vote, won't need a union, working for the cause.